Oh, it is so, so important. It helps. Every year we do our annual fundraiser, and the city contributes to that. And that is a wonderful contribution because it helps with all our services that we provide, those services that my grants don't pay for, those extra things that someone comes in and needs something or something that my grant couldn't pay for, then my fundraising pays for that stuff. So that's how important it is. It keeps us here and it keeps us going. So,
and you come to the city council and let them know kind of what goes on at your agency. You gave an update in terms of how many people received your services in 2023.
That is correct. Yep. We last year alone we served 385 individuals and families. So that ranged anywhere from someone coming in to get an order of protection. That also includes our children's advocacy centers. So those child abuse cases that come in, that includes all of those. That includes any counseling, specialized therapy that we provide, emotional support that we provide, any advocacy that we provide. That's all of that.
And then in terms of how, in terms of those numbers, does that vary from year to year? Is it pretty steady?
Actually, it's pretty steady. Last year was actually a little higher than normal. On an average, it's usually around 300. So we were a little bit more than what we normally are. But I would say on average around 300.
And then the other news item is you're going to be eventually moving. Is there a target date or how is that progressing?
Yes, we are actually having an open house the day of our walk. The open house will be on May 4th, the first Saturday of May. The walk starts at 9 and the walk will be starting at our new location, which is Dr. Rajput's old office. Him and his family donated us that building. And so we'll be starting the walk from there, and then we'll have the open house starting at 10 a.m.